A new exhibition that opened on June 20th in the Market Wing Cultural Space at City Hall aims to celebrate and explore Kingston's musical history from prior to the city's establishment to today's local artists. The Music from Miles Around exhibition takes an ambitious approach to capturing the sound of Kingston, encompassing the evolution of musical creation in the city across generations and genres, as well as exploring the impact of radio, record culture, festivals, live music, and today's creative scene. The city aims to showcase the people, places, and moments that wrote Kingston's music history through archival materials, artifacts, personal stories, immersive experiences, and interactive elements. CFRC spoke with city curator Melissa Cruz about what visitors can expect at this free year-long exhibit. Melissa, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
This seems like a very ambitious project. You're going as far back as you can.
As far back as we can, yes. So we start in what we call the roots, and it's really, we speak to how there was music here well before settlers arrived from Europe, how the Huron-Wendat peoples, the Anishinaabe, all of the indigenous peoples were here, and there was a musical tradition that long predated settler contact. We were very lucky that we were able to find the first written account from a European settler being in Kingston in 1792, writing about indigenous music and hearing it for the first time. And that's sort of where we start the entree into Kingston's music story. And it brings you all the way through to the music office today, and sort of celebrating and highlighting really Kingston's musical story, Kingston's amazing musical community, how incredibly robust and giving and caring the whole community is and has been for decades. And it's really been an amazing exploration of decades, if not centuries, of an amazing community here in Kingston.
How did you go about knowing where to start with this exhibition?
Had been talked about for years because we knew this anniversary was coming up. We always knew there was a very fulsome, robust story to tell. But we, of course, had very lovingly nestled into this year because it coincided with that 10-year anniversary of the Tragically Hip. So we reached out to the Tragically Hip's management team in January of 2025 and sort of started the conversation rolling with them very early on. But we also did quite a bit of research with Queen's University Archive. We worked through a lot of the directories. We're very lucky with the city of Kingston. We have our own civic collection. We're able to pull on a lot of items there. The Grand Theater as well. We also have items in our collection that speak to kind of Kingston's music history already. So it was great. We were able to sort of pull on those stories. And then we reached out as well to other institutions like the Lennox and Addington Museum in Napanee, the Agnes Etherington Arts Center, music historians here in Kingston. So Larry Stafford is one. He's been in the music industry essentially since birth. His father owned a music store. He himself owned a store and rented out equipment, and he himself has been in bands and he's still playing. And he's our little local historian. He's a collector of amazing photographs from over the years. And it's really been this amazing community. Everyone was more than happy to give us stories, provide us with photos, content, vinyl records, old posters. We were able to sort of dive in, and it's been a year and a half of exploration, and the hardest part has been to determine what stories do we highlight from, you know, reaching out to people like Sarah Harmer. She's a superstar. You know, she and her management team were just like, no problem, what do you need? You know, she found one of Joe Chitlin's hats to include in the exhibit because she knew we had a Joe's Jam space. So it's just been really beautiful. We always jokingly say we're sort of outsiders looking in, and we're just sort of dipping our toe in this community as curators. But it's been nothing but welcoming and utter excitement. You know, we've had a handful of people come in and do sneak peeks. This should be here permanently, as a lot of people are saying. And can this go elsewhere? Can this have legs beyond this space? People are just so impressed with the stories that are there. And we were able to reach out to Zoe, who owns Panchancho, and Shea Piggy, and her dad, of course, was Zal, and he was part of the Love and Spoonfuls. And she very kindly has lent us his guitar and some of his awards and accolades that he received for all of the work he did in the music industry. It brings them right back to 1970, and they can hear his songs playing in their head. Or we were able to track down the guitar that Pete Townsend smashed when The Who played here in Kingston. So we have the smashed guitar guitar from those concerts. And I think that's something that certain generations, I think, may have missed in Kingston for a little while. Whereas, you know, people in the 1960s, 1970s, a lot of them were coming through Queens, was going to Jock Hardy and Grant Hall and that sort of thing. Is these amazing bands like Santana played here, and, you know, Peter Frampton and The Who came, and Rush was here. And we hear all these amazing stories of bands coming through. In Kingston in 1970, you didn't think was the hotspot, but we were in that perfect geographic sweet spot that if someone was playing in Toronto and heading to Montreal, it's that perfect spot to land and get an extra show in. And we're able to sort of highlight and celebrate that as well in those stories. And it's really bringing people back to their good old days. Like, we saw that in the early 1900s when the dance halls were humming in here in Kingston, you could go out every night and hear live music. And that's a tradition we've seen really carry forward. Then it's kind of, we're creating
good old days for a new generation almost.
How big is the space within City Hall?
So the space is approximately 2,300 square feet. We could probably fill easily 6,000 square feet with the stories we uncovered. The way we kind of navigate the space is, it is a bit of a timeline. So we start, as we said, in those roots, and you walk into the rise of popular music, the rise of radio. We were very, very lucky to partner with Joe's Mills, the musical instrument lending library that's at the Tet Center. So we have a space that we've called Joe's Jam Space. So you have an opportunity just to go sit in the space and relax and play a guitar or an accordion or a bongo drum or a keyboard. I think it really helps foster and highlight Kingston's music community, because we're anticipating we're going to have people that have been playing for decades sitting in that space jamming, and someone who's brand new. And it speaks to the Mills philosophy and Joe's philosophy of just music for everyone and providing access. And we really wanted to highlight that because I think it speaks to the core of Kingston's community.
So it sounds like a very multimedia display.
We're trying to have it as interactive as we can because we want it to be accessible for multiple generations. And I think it's just makes it more fun. It's fun to learn that way.
And speaking of accessible, there is no charge for this exhibit.
There is absolutely no charge. It is fully wheelchair accessible as well. We're trying to reduce and remove as many barriers as possible for this exhibition.
And how long is this exhibition going for?
The exhibition will be in for about a year.
Okay, excellent.
So there's ample opportunity for everyone to attend.
Make a jam space out of it, maybe?
Exactly. Well, if you're out on a Thursday night, have dinner and then come on by and see the exhibit and play a guitar.
As the city marks 10 years since the Tragically Hip's final hometown concert on August 20th, 2016, the exhibition also aims to share never-before-seen artifacts, personal stories, and behind-the-scenes pieces connected to what they call Kingston's most iconic band.
Hard to believe it's already been 10 years.
And I know. It's one of those pivotal moments I find in a lot of not only Kingstonians' lives, but Canadians' lives, of where were you, right? Because most people are able to tell you exactly where they were on that day, you know, whether it's they're watching at home or I was at the concert. So a portion of the exhibition is anchored in that 10-year anniversary of the final concert that happened here in Kingston.
You've talked about a couple things that you were delightfully or pleasantly surprised to acquire for this. Do you have a favorite piece or a piece that you're most excited for people to see?
We have a very impressive trunk of guitars, plural, from the Tragically Hip, which we were able to go out to the bathhouse, and the band was incredibly generous. So those were very exciting to get. The Who guitar, the smashed Who guitar, was pretty cool to get. And we had to sort of become detectives to get to the individual who actually owns that. In our collection, we have a beautiful piano that was made by the Wormwood Company, which is in where the old SNR building is. So we're always very happy to get that out on display because it's a really beautiful piece. So I should also mention that we were able to reach out to Karen Ruiz, who owns Lilliput Hats in Toronto. She was the milliner for Gord Downie and made all of those incredibly impressive, iconic hats for him. And she very kindly has created a hat for us to have in the exhibition. And that hat will be raffled off, all proceeds going to the Downie Wenjack Fund. So that's a pretty impressive piece. We were welcomed into the home of Finney McConnell from the Mahones, and he has what can only be described as a personal archive. And he had posters and tickets dating back to the 1980s, like when he was in high school with all of the guys from the Tragically Hip as well. We were able to really uncover a lot of fun, impressive things.
Are there any items that you have collected that will become part of a permanent collection with the city?
No. We have quite a process of acquiring objects into our permanent collection, so we're very happy to have things on display and temporarily in our care. but we're also happy for them to go back to their respective homes.
You probably are not going to get another opportunity as a Kingstonian to see so much Kingston music history in one place at one time.
Exactly.
And if people want to go find out your hours of operation, how do they go about doing so?
So all of the information is on the City of Kingston website, or cityofkingston.ca/MFMA, which stands for Music from Miles Around, which is, we're sponsored by Empire Life as well. I'll do a plug for that. Our hours are Tuesday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4:30, with a late night on Thursdays till 7, and then Saturday and Sunday we are open 12 to 4.